From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. It was hoped that the agreement would have allowed civilians to evacuate the city, but heavy fighting resumed there on Wednesday. Zayd said the resumption of bombing by the Syrian government forces and their allies on an area packed with civilians is almost certainly a violation of international law and most likely constitutes a war crime. Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, saying they attacked Syrian government positions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, though, said it was government forces who attacked first. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he personally killed suspected drug traffickers during his two-decade tenure as mayor of the city of Davao. Duterte made his admission Monday during a speech before a group of businessmen, boasting that he would ride around the city on his motorcycle looking for a confrontation so he could kill. The president said he would kill drug suspects just to show police that, quoting now, "If I can do it, why can't you?" United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has condemned the takeover of Gambia's Electoral Commission by security forces, calling on them to vacate the building immediately. A statement Wednesday from the Secretary-General's spokesman also asked the Gambian military to take no further actions that would jeopardize a peaceful transfer of power in the West African country. President Yahya Jammeh initially conceded defeat to challenger Adama Barrow in the December 1st presidential election, but later retracted the concession. Tuesday, members of the ruling party asked the Supreme Court to void the election results. This is VOA News.